All right, Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up.
Hello there, and thank you for listening to Ask the Beauty Advisor. This is the place where we talk about the latest trends in health and beauty. We review beauty products, and we help you navigate the cosmetic counters so that you can stay beautiful while living longer. This is your host and beauty advisor, Deanna Lynn. Well, today I have an amazing show for you. I have one of our regular beauty advisors, Miss Cindy Foe, who's going to be sharing some great tips on how to maintain and clean your makeup brushes. Miss Foe is an independent makeup artist, and she always gives us some great makeup tips. And today is no exception. These are tips you've probably never even heard of. But before Miss Foe comes on, I would like to share with you a voice email question that I received from one of our listeners. This is our very first voice email, and I'm really excited about it. I'm going to play it for you, so hopefully you'll be able to hear it.
Hi, Beauty Advisor. My name is Cindy, and I would like a little bit more information on micellar water.
Okay, so what Cindy is asking here, or our listener is asking here, she's asking about micellar water, which probably a lot of you don't even know what it is. So let me first explain what micellar water really is. It's a beauty product that removes makeup and cleans the skin. It's not a toner, it's not a cleansing milk, and it's definitely not a facial wash. Micellar water is a skincare product that removes makeup and cleans the skin. Micellars are tiny nano-sized fatty bubbles made up of fatty esters. Micellar waters have actually been around for a long time. These waters have been widely available in French pharmacies for years and have kind of an occult following with skincare enthusiasts. It's been a well-kept beauty secret, but now it's become widely available to women in the U.S. who love its gentle but powerful one-step cleansing. So how do these waters really work? Well, the micellars are just really tiny round balls of cleansing molecules. They float in the water, and they're invisible. And when applied to the skin, they grab hold of the oils and dirt on your skin and sweep it away. The water is very gentle, but quite effective. In fact, the water is powerful enough to remove eye makeup with no need to use a separate eye makeup remover. So how exactly do we use these waters? Well, first, soak a cotton ball or cotton pad in the solution and just sweep it across your whole face. Pay a little special attention to eyes and lips if you're removing makeup. And then there's no need to rinse afterwards. Just go ahead and apply your serums and moisturizers. It's just that easy. And I'm a fan of using this product in the morning to remove the leftover residue of my nighttime treatments. It's also great for traveling, the gym, or even a camping trip. But this cleansing water may not be for everyone. If your skin is oily, you may not feel like it's cleansing your skin enough. And also, it wasn't designed to remove waterproof mascara. You can find micellar waters at any cosmetic counter or drugstore, and I would recommend if you decide to try one that you try to pick one that's more natural or even organic. I would really love to hear your thoughts about this product. So if you have any questions, comments, or even any information that I haven't covered here, and you'd like to share it with us, please, you can leave all that information on my blog, askthebeautyadvisor.com. Cindy, thank you so much for sending in that voicemail. We loved it. And of course, I have picked out for you a personalized beauty gift. I'm sending you the Voodoo Lash Growth Stimulator from Black Box Cosmetics. This is a unique lash serum that utilizes a variety of effective peptides and nutrients designed to give you thicker, longer lashes in a matter of weeks. In addition, some of the vital nutrients involved will not only help to stimulate rapid growth, but were incorporated in this formula to thicken your lashes and brows almost immediately. You can find pictures and more information about this product on my blog, askthebeautyadvisor.com. All right then, moving right along. Let's switch channels and listen to Miss Faux share her tips on how to clean and maintain your makeup brushes. She's already gotten started, so let's tune in right now and listen to what she's saying.
We are makeup divas, but there's one part of our routine that we actively detest: washing our brushes. We know we have to, but not only does it take up a lot of our time, it could actually damage our favorite tools if we do it wrong. Here's some top tips on brush care, cleansing, and more. If you're more of a skimmer, let this be the one fact you learn. Do not share your brushes with anyone else. Coming in contact with your own oils and germs is one thing, but being exposed to someone else's bacteria is entirely another. Once you know the danger of a dirty brush, you'll want to clean your tools daily. Here's how to get the job done. You have two options when cleaning your brushes: a quick dry method or a more thorough wet wash. But before you start, take your tools into consideration. Just like different hair textures have different needs, so do brushes. Fine-haired ones need to be treated with the utmost care, as they're cleaned to avoid breakage, while coarse bristle tools need to be conditioned so they don't get rough. And take some extra time washing your synthetic brushes, especially if you use them for applying cream products like foundation. Because they aren't porous and don't absorb any oils, you have to be careful not to let them get coated and weighed down. When you're actually washing your tool, let its shape guide you. Domed or round brushes can be swirled, while flatter shapes should be dragged from side to side. If you work against the shape of the brush, you can end up distorting the hair pattern or damaging the hairs. While you might think that this isn't such a big deal, trust me, mussed or broken bristles means a messy application. And when you're creating highly precise looks like a cat eye, you don't want your tool working against you. Your brush cleaning options. For a faster clean, perfect for pros or beauty girls in a hurry, use an alcohol-based product. It will sanitize and cleanse your brush, but dry quickly. Spritz it down so that it is damp, and then wipe the bristles against a clean, soft towel that you don't mind staining. While you may have used a paper towel or tissue in the past for this, I don't recommend that. I don't like to wipe brushes on a paper towel or a tissue because the paper can disintegrate and leave tiny fibers in the brush hairs. Repeat your spraying and wiping process until you see no residue on the towel. For a deeper clean, I like using Woolite or Castile soap. They're both very gentle on bristles. After all, you use Woolite on your cashmere, so it's good enough for your tools. If you're washing synthetic brushes, break out the dish soap. A tiny drop of dish detergent in warm water will break up any oil that's accumulated. To clean your brushes during a wet wash, you can try a towel, but no matter what, use something that has texture. A textured surface grips into the brush hairs, which helps to pull out the oils and pigments. For super delicate or stained brushes, just softly swirl them in the palm of your hand until they're clean. When it comes to preserving the shape of your brushes, it's all about how you let it dry post-wash. Even if it gets bent or splayed during washing, you can wet it down again to reset the hair pattern. Professionals recommend gently squeezing wet brushes in a paper towel to soak up extra moisture, then reshaping the head with your hand. After all, don't be rough with it. If you spin, shake, or flick your brush, you'll get the hairs out of place and they'll dry frizzy, the same way your hair would if you shook it out instead of combing or brushing it. Additionally, being harsh on it can loosen the glue in the metal between the handle and the bristles, damaging it irreparably. You may have read that storing a brush on its side is the best way to let it air dry, but professionals disagree. You want to prevent water from dripping into the handle, which is what causes the heads to come loose. So I suggested setting the bristles over the edge of the counter so they get 360-degree air circulation. Try taping your handles on the counter so they stay put. This way, you won't get a matted shape on one side like you would if you set it down on a flat surface. I get it. This can take a good chunk of time out of your day, and you want to avoid it as much as possible. The good news? You don't have to clean your brushes every day. As long as your skin is clear and you aren't dealing with any allergies or infections, professionals recommend lightly wiping the bristles on a towel in between uses, which will extend the amount of time you can go between washes. Wet washing once a week isn't realistic for most people, so if you can use a spray cleanser every 1 to 2 weeks and do a full wet wash once a month, that should be fine. But if you are oily and prone to breakouts, wash more consistently. Professional makeup artists, you don't get to be lazy here. Makeup brushes absolutely, 100%, need to be thoroughly washed after every single client. Period. Revive your old brushes with coconut oil. To rehydrate dry or frayed bristles on your brush, use this trick. Massage a pea-sized amount of coconut oil throughout the bristles. Leave it on for a few minutes, then rinse it out with a gentle cleanser. This technique gives a quick moisture boost to old brushes and makes them look shiny and soft again. Try it once a month to retain the integrity of your natural bristle brushes. And your sponges and blenders need extra TLC. Wash them after each use. Use either a mild makeup remover or a gentle cleanser with warm water. Squeeze out all the excess cleanser and allow them to dry overnight. Soak your eyelash curler. Soak your curler in a bowl of lukewarm water, 1 to 2 cups, combined with 1 tablespoon of baking soda and 1 tablespoon of apple cider vinegar for 10 minutes. This acts as a natural sanitizer to help remove residue and bacteria from your tools.
Amazing, Ms. Foe. And as always, so much great information. Thank you for that. That was inspired by Total Beauty and read by Miss Cindy Foe. Well, that just about wraps up another show for this week. I hope you enjoyed it and got a lot of good information from it. And if you have any questions, comment, or suggestions, please visit our blog, askthebeautyadvisor.com.